Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 67 for Monday, September 19th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Monday morning, tracking gains in the vegetable oil market. Canola was anywhere from $4 to $5 higher, with the November contract checking in at $462.10 a ton. That's up $5.10. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans were also stronger, and that was supportive for canola. Wet weather across western Canada has slowed down the harvest, which added to the upside. Dry conditions in South America have the potential to limit the soybean crop down there, and that was bullish for canola. The crush rate in Canada is farther along this year than it was at the same time last year. However, on the other side, the Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive to domestic crushers and out-of-country buyers. Exports are sluggish right now, likely due to uncertainty over whether China will adjust dockage allowances on imports of Canadian canola. Harvest pressure was also a feature. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 9 to 10 cents stronger. The most active November contract was at $9.75 a bushel. Dry conditions are becoming a problem for soybean farmers in Argentina and Brazil, who have already begun planting. Meantime, demand for U.S. soybeans continues to stay strong. Another set of strong weekly export inspection numbers are likely due out tomorrow. The market was already poised to move higher today due to the heavy losses last week, and strength in Asian markets added to the upside. Corn was a cent higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.38 a bushel. Farmers in the Midwest continue to record weaker than expected corn yields, mainly due to the heavy rainfall experienced in the Midwest earlier this summer. The harvest was also delayed by the wet conditions. Overhead resistance on the charts for corn has been pegged at $3.45. No one seems to be quite sure whether tomorrow's weekly inspection numbers will be higher or lower than expected. Ear rot and other disease on the corn stalks continues to bother the price. And U.S. wheat was 1 to 2 cents stronger, with the December contract checking in at $4.05 a bushel. The market took strength from corn and soybeans. Brazil's wheat harvest is about 10% complete, and that's in one of Brazil's major state growing regions. Prices have found some technical support on the charts, too. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, September 19th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.